Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alverne and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs for the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time and resources to help reduce women illiteracy and eventually gaining the time freedom that they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we'll be looking at how to set up an Airtable content calendar in 7 easy steps. Right, are you ready? So the easiest way to set up an Airtable content calendar for social media is what we're going to be covering today. And I'm just wondering, are you thinking of using an Airtable content calendar to help you plan your social media content for 90 days to 12 months? If yes, then this is the Airtable tutorial that you need. See, a few years ago, I came across Airtable and I remember thinking that it looks so flexible. I even felt a little bit apprehensive because I thought that it would take me a long time to learn how to use it. Looking back, I can see why many entrepreneurs and side hustlers may think twice about using Airtable for social media. While it does look like a regular spreadsheet, Airtable has so much more flexibility and charm built in. Imagine having a tool that feels pretty much like Play-Doh when you want to customize it. In this particular episode, you will learn how to use Airtable as a content calendar for social media. You'll also learn how to make it your own by mastering as many features as possible so that it can be customized to your needs. And a quick bonus, and I'm going to add at the very end of it, is how to integrate Airtable with Instagram. Yes, I know, that is just so cool. So if you are brand new to Airtable, you can think of it as a collaboration tool that has a combination of spreadsheet and database features. Airtable was founded back in 2012 by 3 people, Howie Liu, Andrew Ofstad, and Emmett Nicholas. Since then, they've managed to go through several funding rounds, raising a total of over $347.6 million between 2015 and 2020. Headquartered in San Francisco, California, USA, Airtable is used by over 200,000 companies globally. With the help of Zapier, or Zapier as some people call it, you can integrate Airtable with over 450 other applications, including Instagram. According to co-founder Howie Liu, they are not trying to make a replacement for Google Sheets or Excel. They are actually trying to build the next Apple or Microsoft, which he says is the next billion-dollar opportunity. You can take a look at Howie's video. I've left a link in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/Airtable content calendar, and that's Airtable-content-calendar. So what are the Airtable components? While looking up a bit of background about Airtable, I noticed that Howie Liu mentioned that Airtable is a bit like Lego. To help you appreciate this even more, let me introduce you to the building blocks of Airtable. In total, Airtable is made up of 6 components. These include workspaces, bases, tables, fields, views, and records. Let's look at workspaces first. You can think of a workspace as a home for one of your departments if you've got a big business, or if you have clients, it is a place to store bases related to a specific client. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes to show you the several bases, I suppose, or sorry, workspaces that I have in my Airtable. Not all of them, but there are at least 20 of them possibly on the screen in the screenshot I've left in the show notes. So bases is up next. Each workspace can have an unlimited number of bases. The only restriction on the free plan is the total number of records per base, which is 1200. You can think of each base as a group of related tables nested together. As you can see, or will see in the screenshot once you get to the show notes, all the bases related to marketing are stored in a marketing workspace. Tables is up next at number 3. This is where the terminology becomes a little bit more familiar to you because tables are basically a spreadsheet on steroids. You can have as many tables as you want in that particular base. As you will see in the screenshot, which I've included in the show notes, there is an Airtable that has 5 tables included as standard. What I really like is that you can cross-link records in Airtable, which means you can have one table and it can pull in a date or any kind of a record from another associated linked table. And again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/Airtable content calendar, and that's Airtable-content-calendar. Fields is in at number 4. Everything that you place in Airtable goes into a field, which is also known as a cell in Excel or Google Sheets. What is super unique about Airtable is that it actually allows for over 25 different types of fields. So if you're familiar with Excel or Google Sheets, you know that you can have a cell and you can change a cell to be a text or to take an actual number or some sort of a digit or something like that. But think of Airtable as even 10 times much more than that. They've got over 25 different field types, and these include a single line text, a long text, so much bigger amount of text, attachments, checkboxes, multiple select or single select, collaboration or collaborator, a date, a phone number, email, a URL, number, currency, which is what you probably also get in the standard Google Sheets, if you remember, a percent, a duration, a rating, like a 5-star rating, for example, a formula, a roll-up, a count, a lookup, a created time, last modified by, auto number, barcode, button, and as I mentioned before, you can have a link of a field that actually links to another table, adjacent table. So at number 5, we've got views. Another cool feature that comes standard with Airtable is something called views. Think of it as various ways of viewing the same data. The 5 views include grid, calendar, Kanban, gallery, and forms. I've again included screenshots in the show notes. You can head over to the show notes and you will be able to see what I have there. At number 6 then, which is the final type of component inside of Airtable, we've got records. It's last but not least, and it's essentially just rows of data. So you've got a 1 row, 2 rows, 3 rows, and each row has like 600 to 700 different columns, I suppose, associated with each row. The neat thing about Airtable is that you can do as many things with records, including linking to it directly, which I like. So you can probably put a link to an Airtable record from a project management system like Asana or ClickUp, where you can actually link directly into it. Once you see, you need to be logging into it. In a screenshot that I've included in the show notes, you'll be able to see the options specific to a record. So you can insert a record above or below. You can duplicate a record, expand the record, copy the URL for that particular record, send the record by email, or even delete it. So now that you have a great idea of the essential components that make up the features inside Airtable, let's make a content calendar. So in a similar way to other spreadsheet applications, the main components inside a table are columns and rows. Spend some time considering what you need to have in your content calendar to make it useful for your business, because everybody's business is different. For example, if you're making a social media content calendar, you'll need a few items, including the social media platforms you're going to use, the publish date or the go live date, caption or text that's actually going to the post, the images associated with that post, and all post has images, but most of them would, because we're living in an age where images are essential. Hashtags, a task owner, so you're going to assign it to someone to get that job done. The year where it's going to be done, the month. So the reason why you're putting the year and month is because you can have a content calendar spanning over 5 years, looking back over the last 2 to 3 years, and you can filter it by month and by year. Theme or a topic, offer or a call to action, a link to the live post. Once this goes live, you take a link from the post and stick it back into Airtable, and a campaign. Of course, your social media content calendar can be a lot simpler, but remember that with Airtable, you have the ability to filter your views. So the more details you include, the better it will be for you when you need to run a search for something specific, like all of the content related to a specific campaign, or all of the content related to a specific topic. So step 1, list your columns. So compile a list of essential columns that you will need to make this Airtable editorial calendar successful. Step 2, you actually create a column. So step 1, you've got a whole list, maybe on a notepad or whatever, of all the columns you need. And step 2, you go in and you create the columns. ensuring that those columns have the best field type associated with it. So if you remember previously, I mentioned 11 or 12 items, and those 12 items I'm going to include now what type, field type is going to be used with them. So social media platforms, if you think of it, social media platforms could be LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. If you have all five of them, that means you need a multi-select type of column that will accommodate social media platforms. The publish date is pretty simple. You just need a date field. The caption or text, you're going to need long text because single text is not big enough. Images, you just need an attachment. Hashtags, it'll be long text again. The task owner, it'll be a single select. So if you have five people working in your team, that would help with creating and planning social media content and even publishing, then you'll have all of those members of your team. So that would be a single select, and only one person can be in charge or can be assigned that specific task unless you have it differently in your organization. You've got the year, which is a single select, the month, which is a single select, because you wouldn't have content going over, this exact same content going over 2 months, you'd have it over 1 month. The theme or topic is a single line text, or you can have it as a single select. The offer or the call to action could be a single select. The link could be a URL. The campaign is going to be a single select, because you may have several campaigns over the year, like a Valentine's Day campaign or Easter campaign or Christmas campaign or back to school campaign. And you wouldn't have two campaigns running at the same time. You tend to have one, so it's a single select. And then you have the posted. So once it goes live, you have a column, which is a checkbox, to indicate that this post is now live. Now that you have all of that, it is time for you to, obviously, I have taken the time in the show notes to show you a video of how to go about creating these columns, and it's up for 13 of them in total, and you might be able to take away or even add to what's already there. Head over to the show notes, success.unscrambled.com/Airtable Content Calendar to get access to the video, so you can actually look at how to go about creating all of these different columns with the different kinds of checkboxes. Once you have that done, step three, you'll need to enter five records. So the Airtable calendar doesn't really come alive until you've actually entered data. So you would see a screenshot in the show notes of the five different pieces of content I've entered, or five records that I've completed within Airtable. You would see a screenshot there. Head over to the show notes and you'll see there. Now that you have data inside of your actual Airtable calendar, it's time to create a different kind of view. So step four, you create a calendar view in Airtable by just, you know, clicking on the top left corner where it has grid view or grid, and then you'll be able to either create a Kanban view or a calendar view in this particular case. When creating the calendar view, make sure you have a date field set up. So just in case you didn't decide to do a date field because you're not actually going to decide on the actual days planned out, you will be able to create the calendar view unless you've got a date field, because that's how the calendar is pivoted on. Step five, you create a Kanban view. So if you'll be collaborating with other team members, it would make sense to create a Kanban view of this content calendar. In order to create a Kanban view, you'll need to have a status field or some sort of a column that will pivot on this. And for me, status field is the status field that I have already created. It's a to-do, in progress, and done. The Kanban view gives you the ability to move the task through the different statuses until it is completed. And you can even set up automations for this. So when the task moves from to-do to in-progress, who needs to be notified or what needs to be triggered? Step six, filter and group views. So as I mentioned previously, there will come a time when you'll have a big, long list of records that you need to filter by group. For example, you may have a special group view for anything related to Facebook content, as well as a different group view for content published on Instagram. Use filters when you only want to see a specific set of posts, while group allows you to see everything broken down by groups. I've included an example in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/Airtable Content Calendar, and that's Airtable-Content Calendar, to get access to that view. While that view I included is filtered by social media platforms, I've included a second view that only includes social media feed posts. Okay, step 7. Now that you have the hang of everything, it's time to plan 90 days of content. And if you have not ever done this before, I wrote an entire post and we recorded a podcast episode about how to make a content calendar using Google Sheets. And it walks you through step by step how to plan 90 days of content, which I trust that you'll find it helpful. Again, I've left a link in the show notes for this. So, how to auto-post from Airtable to Instagram. This episode would not be complete unless I included a section that shows you how to auto-post directly from Airtable to Instagram. In order for this to work successfully, you first need to ensure that your published date field or any field with a date in it, like the date that you want to go live, has a time element included in it. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes showing you how to activate the time feature on a date field. It's easily achieved by switching the time feature on or off, or on basically in Airtable. So step one for integrating Airtable with Instagram. Step one, create a free account in Zapier if you don't already have one. You'll also need access to your Airtable and Instagram logins. Set up a Zap, choosing Airtable as the first element to process. And then step three, choose new record as the trigger for the Airtable event and click continue. Again, I can't stress enough, I've included screenshots in the show notes of how to get this done. So you need to head over to successunscrambled.com/Airtable Content Calendar, and that's Airtable-content-calendar. Step three, choose a new record as a trigger for Airtable event and click continue. You will then be presented with the option to choose your Airtable account, then click save and continue. At this point, you will be prompted to set up your trigger by choosing the base and the table within that base. Click save and continue. You'll also be presented with the option to test the trigger that you created. And I'm hoping you did this right so it all goes well. When a trigger is tested, Zapier is checking to see if there are any records in the table that it can use. Before clicking continue, ensure the chosen record's published date is within the next 30 days. If not, choose one that has a published date within that time frame, then click continue. If you don't, you get an error message. Step four, choose a delay option from one of Zapier's native apps. I included a screenshot in the show notes. Choose delay until from the list of options and then click continue. After clicking continue, Zapier will bring up a list of options to choose from, and it's possible that you will need to click on show all options, as I indicated in the show notes. You are looking for a published date field that you created earlier in using Airtable. Once you have that located, click save and continue, and then close that little section. Step five, next click the plus button as you need to connect Instagram to this entire process. There will only be one event available, which is to publish a photo and then click continue. This is Instagram, not the creator version or the personal version, the business version. We will be prompted to choose an Instagram account. And as I said, it only works with Instagram business account. It only works with Instagram business account. It doesn't work with Instagram personal account or creator accounts. After clicking save and continue, you will be presented with the options to choose your IG account plus what you will be posting as a record into Instagram. In the screenshot, you will see that I chose my IG account as well as the same URL and the caption or text. Okay. I've included tons of screenshots in the show notes. Remember to go and check it out there. Click save and continue, and you will then get the option to do a test to ensure that the Zap actually works. You can go ahead and test it. Just click test and continue, and remember to switch on the Zap at the end once you're ready to go. Also, remember to give your Zap a sensible name so that you can recognize it the next time you log into Zapier. And if your image is the wrong size, you'll get an error message. Just upload the correct image size and run the test again. So using Airtable for social media can be as easy as pie if you already have a 90-day content plan. However, if you are one of those who struggle with when it comes to creating content quarterly, I may have a solution for you. While social media can be a lot of fun, it can also mean or feel like a constant content hamster wheel if you don't have a great content planning resource. That is why I created a 90-day content plan to help solopreneurs like you to get the most out of social media planning. It will not cost you a lot of money, and you also get 365 days of content that you can reuse year after year after year. It takes less than 90 minutes to plan 90 days of content, so no rocket science education required. If you're interested, you can grab the 90-day content planning bundle. I've left the link again in the show notes. So whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular episode or podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. This podcast plus blog was created back in 2017 as a way to help reduce women illiteracy around the world. Because this is a huge undertaking, I decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. We will be able to build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit to the cause. Together, we can help reduce women literacy globally. Would you like to be part of this movement? Shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.